Hey, what it is, Connecticut? This your boy Drop, and I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive. Baby, you so exclusive.
See a pretty girl play around and say, let me roll.
Trying to leave the club, but I can't because
Shawty got her hands on me.
I said, I really need to go, but she's like, no. She trying so hard to tempt me. If she keep going, then she gon' get me. Next thing I know, she grabbing on me. She all up in my ear like, don't leave, don't leave. Timing. Yeah. More than that, she's a perfect diamond. Yeah. The situation's got me blinded, cause I got a girl at home. Ooh, now she all in my ear with it. Man, the way she drop it down low. Then she pick it up real slow. Body really out of control. She got me like, ooh, I really need to leave now. But she grinding on me. And she ain't what I came here for. She got me open like a door. Oh. I'm trying to leave the club, but I can't because shorty got her hands on me. I said I really need to go, but she's like, no. Shorty got her hands on me. She trying so hard to tempt me. Yeah. If she keep going, then she gon' get me. Yeah. Next thing I know, she grabbing on me. Shorty got her hands on she me. She all up in my ear like, don't leave.
Shot his homie once and tried to shoot the other dude who was with Lil TJ. Now, apparently, this all went down in Chipotle. Okay, apparently, Lil TJ's homies was in Chipotle. Man, looked like they probably should have chose Uber Eats that day because after they were there for a while, some guy came and tried to rob Lil TJ. okay, give me all the jewelry, give me all the money, you know, trying to probably take that AP off his hand, something like that, trying to take the chain. Lil TJ wasn't going. Nah, wasn't going, okay? The dude pulled out a gun, then shot Lil TJ multiple times, shot his friend once, and tried to shoot the other guy, and dipped. Now, clearly, if you're doing a shooting at goddamn Chick-fil-A, and I know all you idiots who are like, yo, nah, if you do a crime and you got your shiesty on, they won't find you. Stop the buffoonery. Basically, they found that dude. They found him in New York, and his name is actually Mohamed Konat, okay, or Konate, whatever his name is. He was 27 out of New York. They tried to rob the guys and was unsuccessful, but he did do a shooting, okay? Now, he was actually arrested by New York City cops, and he is actually charged with 3 counts of attempted murder, 3 counts of armed robbery, aggravated assault, and weapons charges. And basically, he was arrested by Bergen County Prosecutor's Office and the New York Police Department, and he will be extradited back to New Jersey because they arrested him in New York. Now, let me tell you how it should work in New York, okay? In New York, New Jersey, you get locked up for this. He ain't coming out, okay? Grand opening, grand closing, he's screwed, okay? He better get used to life in prison. That's the only place he'll be for the next, I would probably say, 70 years, okay? They don't play around with stuff like this in New Jersey. Not in New Jersey, in New York, okay? His life is over. We're hoping that little TJ survives, but this fucking idiot, his life is over, okay? For you trying to take a chain or a watch or some cash or whatever you were trying to do up in Chipotle, you should have got your ass a fucking burrito and a taco and call it a day, okay? Get yourself a nice little wrap and get the fuck out of the store. Now, you gonna get your taco pushed back in jail for the foreseeable goddamn future, nigga. Niggas gonna be stuffing you like a goddamn burrito. You gonna wish you had a bowl, okay? Now, I'm just keeping it real with you, man. Sometimes I gotta think about all this hot boy shit that niggas be doing. Niggas is crashing out these days. I'm just saying this ain't smart, okay? You almost took one man's life. You pretty much ended your life. You'll never have freedom. Somebody make this make sense, okay? Y'all niggas need to start. Listen, if y'all gonna do crime, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. You probably get less time if you did a PPP scam. I ain't trying to tell you how to do no crime. But you probably get less time if you're not robbing shit, if you like to steal shit, if you just an illegal nigga because you don't like to work, you better off doing some white collar shit because you'll probably get millions of dollars and then you get let out a couple years later. But you trying to jack a nigga and then you shot him, your life is over. At least in New York and New Jersey, because trust me, once a gun is involved in a crime, they don't let you out. It's over, okay? It's over, and then now it's attempted murder. Oh, it's over. It is over. Anyway, hope little TJ survives this.
Hey yo, it's your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit, and I'm back with episode 98, Watermelons and Shade. We gonna go ahead and drop a bomb on that, cause we came to give it up, we came to tell the truth about the verses, we came to talk about all of this bullshit that's going on in hip hop that's transpiring in the streets, i.e. through your boy Lil TJ. And before I go any further, I do want to send my condolences out to his family, not because he passed away, but he's really hanging on to his life and it's very touch and go. He's in a very critical situation and it's going to be a very, very high uphill battle for him to get back to himself, get back to normal, let alone proceeding with the rap career. So I want to send my love and I want to send my best to his family and his supporters, because even though I'm proud to get up on this mic and not have to say rest in peace, little TJ, I'm kind of upset that I have to continue to talk about all of this gun violence and all of this shit that's happening in the streets with these young rappers, because they always talk a lot of shit in their music, but they don't ever really talk about the realities of it and the ills of it. When I say the realities and the ills, I'm talking about these rappers that get up on their mics and they talk about flossing. They talk about the chains. They all on Instagram with the money phone and all of this. And I keep on saying to people, that make you look like food to people in the streets who ain't got that. You look like an easy lick to people who in the streets who don't even really believe that you about that life, that you're living like that. They will really come and take everything that you believe, that you out here earned and deserved, right? And y'all don't rap about that in your music. You don't rap about the wolves. And maybe some of them do. Maybe some of them talk about the other side of it. But I ain't heard too many songs about what Lil TJ is actually going through right now. Hooked up the tubes, pissing and shitting in a bag, literally having to learn how to walk again and get your life back. Like, if he wasn't a rapper, he'd be dealing with, like, disability, all kind of insurance issues. I don't even know if he has medical insurance. A lot of rappers don't. There's, like, a whole bunch of shit that's attached to this gun violence. They talking about sliding on people in their music, and they drilling, and they gangbanging, and they repping this set, and they repping that set. But when you actually get caught lacking, it's not good for you. And then your mother has to bury you. Your friends gotta go on without you. I don't know if he has any children, but if he does, he's got kids that's wondering if their father is going to make it, and for what? For a chain that probably wasn't even real? For a couple $100, a few bands? And the sad part about it is, whoever robbed him, they may not have even needed that. There's a difference between someone who needs to rob and shit so they could eat, so they could have shit. They could have literally looked at him and thought he was just a lick and tried it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's beyond what's going on with Lil TJ. It's the situation where the nigga that robbed him ended up getting shot. And then even if he survives his wounds, he's going to go to jail, like Academic said, possibly for the rest of his life. And for what? A couple of bands. Maybe a little bit of weed. Some jewelry. That's a liability. That's not even an asset, for real, for real. And then the way the powers that be win is that's multiple black men, I believe. In this one situation, it's 3 to 4 black men that are shot. We got to think about that. 4 black men shot over a chain and some jewelry while they trying to eat at Chick-fil-A of all fucking places. That's a family restaurant. There could have been kids there. All kind of shit could have happened just in the commission of this crime to rob this man. And for what? For what? I'm not like a fan of his music. I don't really listen to him like that. But I know that he's got fans. He's got over 1 million followers on social media. Even if you was to shoot him and then slide, you're going to get caught. Like, people like that don't get touched. He signed to, I believe, Columbia Records. There's millions of dollars invested into this man. You think that they're just going to let that shit rock? Fuck no. They're going to want you to be captured and apprehended. And if they don't get you the legal way, then his people going to find you. That's why I've been saying for a minute on this podcast that the tide of music, the texture of hip hop, how all that shit is, it's about time for all of that shit to change. Because what is promoting and what is perpetuating and what it's actually feeding the people is bullshit and it's nonsense. And it's not helping anyone. It's not producing any thinkers. It's producing drug addicts. It's producing fucking alcoholics and pill poppers. None of the music induces thought. None of the music promotes creativity. It's all about a vibe. Oh, it's such a vibe. Yeah, vibes are great. But the reason why hip-hop purists and people like me get so mad at the current state of music is because there is no diversity. There is, like, no option. There are no alternatives. Either you're listening to lean pop, drilling, and snapping and trapping, or it's all the way on the left. And if it's all the way on the left, then you got to go search for that. There is no promotion of an alternative form of music. It's all about the same shit. And then you got people on the internet saying, oh, well, you're lazy. There's this artist, there's this artist, there's that artist. But I grew up in a time where I did not have to go out of my way to look for a different kind of music. It was exposed to me like that. When they had Naughty by Nature, they also had Arrested Development. Where they had Onyx, they had Little Brother. There was always an alternative. Now it's just one sound. I can't even tell these artists apart. They're all sounding the same. They're all just the same. And it's kind of annoying, which is kind of like when I was listening to the Chris Brown album. First of all, I haven't really been excited for a Chris Brown project in a minute. Like, I can't think of the last time I was excited for a Chris Brown album to drop, but because he's been gone for a minute and everything he touched be crazy, I'm like, yeah, Chris Brown album gonna be it. And then as y'all heard last week on the pod, I dropped his single Until the Wheels Fall Off, and the version that I played did not have no features on it. That was I guess it was a leak or whatever. Shout out to however I obtained that, but it didn't have no features on it. When the album dropped, he's got Lil Durk and some other person, Capella something. First of all, that song didn't need no features. It was fire the way it was. Durk just abuses auto-tune at this point. Like, Durk sounds crazy. I'm not really trying to hear no more new Durk. All he do is say the same thing over and over and over again. And now his beats are starting to sound repetitive as well. It's just like, I don't have no need for Durk. He didn't sound good to me. And the other feature did not sound good either. I skipped a lot of the Chris Brown album until I got to the point where I just wanted to turn it off. There were some shits on there that I'm like, all right, that shit is a vibe. That shit is a total vibe. I got one of the joints on the playlist for this pod that he did that was fucking fire. He got mad features on that album. And normally I don't really like all those features like that. But I also say an artist like Chris Brown been around for a minute. He done put his dues in. We know he's a problem on his own. Like, I don't feel like Chris Brown is the artist that needs a feature to carry his tracks at all. So that's why I'm not really mad at the features. I just really wasn't fucking with them. Like that Jack Harlow shit, nah. And the thing about it is, the songs is hard. It's just that I did not like the features, or I may have not liked the beat. But that shit with Bryson Tiller, fire. Like, he got some shit on there that is like straight fire. He's got a lot of, I think the album's like 24 songs. It's enough joints on there that are fire, that are good records where I'll say, yeah, definitely go check out that Chris Brown. Don't sleep on it. But then on the other half of it, I'm just like, hey, yo, man, it's a lot of records on here that I didn't like, that I did skip. And I'm not sure if you could have just made a shorter album instead of filling it up with a whole bunch of filler shit that ends up getting skipped anyway. That's why I'm team algorithm music. A 2.5 minute song is perfect. And then about seven to 10 songs on your album is perfect. We don't need 16, 24, unless you're making 24 short ass songs. Like, I don't know. But when it came to the Chris Brown album, I don't want to say I was disappointed, but it definitely really wasn't what I was thinking it would be. And I don't even think it was what I wanted. I think what I wanted from Chris Brown is probably an era of Chris Brown that probably doesn't exist anymore. I think as a fan, I probably have to accept that he has grown and he has moved in a different direction. Now, what I can say is I definitely fuck with it way more than I fuck with Drake's album. Drake's album was garbage. And I don't want to hear no shit about, oh, it was this and it was that. It was all about the oomps. No, that shit is fucking garbage. Because regardless of the genre of music a person is making, if it's good, it's good. You know what I'm saying? If it was good oomps, I would just be like, I don't fuck with the oomps, but that's good. That's a good album. My pops listens to house music, and the shit my pops be listening to be fire. I fuck with that shit. My stepmother listens to dance music. I fuck with that shit. But as it pertains to what it was that Drake dropped on that Nevermind Honestly shit was garbage. That's why he made that quick announcement that he was going to follow up and drop some harder shit, tune which has not dropped yet. And Drake knew that he was going to go crazy after he did 230 the first week. We knew that was going to happen because first things first, Drake was already going to get 100. He was going to get 100 just from being Drake. Then when the internet started talking about it and not perceiving it in such a positive light that makes everybody go stream it. And then for the people that it was for, they fuck with it. And for the people that didn't fuck with it, they just streamed it more and made reaction videos and did a whole bunch of shit to drive the views up. But do I think that was a good album? To my ears, no. As soon as I got to a song about the nigga talking about Texas turning green, I was off that. It's not even necessarily all about the beats, because some of the beats was all right. It's more so about the content, the delivery of it. It just seemed like a rush, here you go kind of album. I'm in a place where I could do anything I want. And y'all Drake stans keep on letting him do that, and that shit is whack as fuck. Y'all got to start holding Drake accountable. He is really giving y'all niggas straight basura, and y'all just keep on being like, yup. That shit's popping, and that shit really don't be it. That shit really be stir-fried garbage, and y'all be lit off of it. Lit. The internet over there trying to brainwash themselves that this is a good album, talking about you got to be drunk, you got to be in the club, you got to be this. Why do I have to be in all types of different types of mental states and states of sobriety and shit like that for Drake to get this album off to me? Why does it have to be that way? Why can't I just put the album on and feel it? Like, I seen a tweet where a nigga was like, y'all are bugging. Drake puts out a club dance album and y'all laying in y'all bed at 1 a.m. trying to bump a dance album and talking about it's garbage. My nigga, if the shit was good, the shit was good. Now, if you're telling me you could only consume Drake's album under the influence in the club, then ask yourself as a consumer of music, is that acceptable? Is that acceptable? I want to be able to listen to your music anytime I fucking feel like it. I don't want to have to go ahead and take a couple of shots and smoke a couple of L's just to vibe with your music. Because that's not authentic. That's not good music to me, in my opinion. My opinion don't mean much. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but that's what I think. I think that Drake has been giving us really bad and lackluster albums for a very, very long time. And y'all been letting that shit rock. Y'all been letting Drake drop straight weed plates and ain't nobody really calling them out. And then when you do get a hip hop talking person that will call Drake out and call his shit out for what it is, you got all his stans and his dick riders all in the comments or doing their own little thing talking about, oh, it's this and that. Drake don't make me like that. Man, I don't want to hear none of that. I think Drake need to pick a side. Either you're going to rap, either you're going to sing, you're going to do Afro beats, you're going to be Jamaican, you're going to do this dance shit, whatever it is that you're going to do, you need to pick a side and stay true to that shit, because all that flip-flopping and shit, that shit is fucking confusing to me. You need to pick one genre, one lane that you're going to stick with for a while and then body that, but stop flip-flopping, because what it be feeling like Drake be doing is he be exploiting his core fan base that's really there because they know he got bars. They know he's talented. He's like a hybrid rapper that got all the melodies and the melodics and shit. But then he be leveraging that to do some more other shit to get a whole separate fan base. And then when the fan base that he cultivated that he's trying to leverage all this other shit on be trying to say, nah, that shit ain't it. That shit is whack. The fans that just started fucking with him when he started putting out One Dance and fucking Hotline Bling and shit, trying to contest us, telling us what we should be wanting from him, talking about he a pop star and all of this other shit. When I think that really Drake has been fucking overrated for mad years, and as his career ages, he's exposing himself. But that's just my opinion, and it might not mean nothing to y'all, but you rocking with the best. It's your girl DJ Exclusive. Let's get it.
It's your boy Drop, and I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive. Baby, you so exclusive. I play that new joint for you.
moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wanting more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going before we get lost. Let me out first. Can't get what we want without it. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way. Swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock.
The M busy.
Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about now we're coming. Before we get lost, let me have thoughts. Can't get what we want without one. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Everybody know this hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spin it, man.
Yeah.
Loving you, loving you, loving you. Touching you,
me hard down my loving. Oh yeah. Give it to me good good tonight.
Wade. Arkansas's Attorney General Leslie Rutledge fighting back tears, announcing she is certifying the state's abortion law. Her signature making abortions illegal in Arkansas, with the only exception being to save the mother's life.
None of us thought today would come in our lifetimes.
A historic morning leading to a day of action in parts of the South and Midwest.
Today is a momentous day.
Minutes after the Supreme Court's decision, Missouri's Attorney General making the state the first in the country to effectively ban abortions.
Today is also a somber day. We remember the more than 60 million innocent lives lost in the wake of Roe v. Wade.
The High Court's decision putting trigger laws in motion in states including Oklahoma.
The most life-saving decision in the history of our nation.
And Louisiana.
If we don't respect the life of the defenseless unborn, how do we expect to respect the life of others who are born.
Tennessee's abortion law goes into effect in 30 days.
It's amazing that this day is here.
In Mississippi,
Roe v. Wade has been a terrible stain on our nation for too long.
The state is banning abortion, with exceptions if the mother's life is at risk or if the pregnancy is caused by rape and reported to the police.
We fight this battle because we believe in our hearts that it's God's will to do so. To him be all the glory.
Wonderful Republicans on Capitol Hill celebrated.
And we're just so thankful for the brave Supreme Court justices and President Trump for nominating them.
And speaking of the former president, he is calling this the biggest win for life in a generation and taking credit for the justices who helped to make this happen. But the New York Times is reporting he is telling a much different story privately, telling advisors and friends this is bad for the Republicans when it comes to winning races in November.
Man, look, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I ain't no politician. And I am a female, so I guess I could speak on this. I think in public or even behind closed doors, we all have some type of feeling as it pertains to abortion. Whether you're a man that believes that you have input on whether or not a woman gives birth to a child you made, or you're a woman that believes it's your body or your choice, or even if you are just a spectator on the outside looking in that has an opinion about abortion. We all do. Well, here's mine. I am not against the actual act of abortion. I am against abortion being used as a form of birth control, as a way to avoid responsibility. It is a fact that there is a percentage of women who have been irresponsible, refusing to use contraception of any kind, and use abortion as a way to fix that up. I think that should be a crime. And I think that we should figure out people that are manipulating abortion for that reason. I think abortion should not be allowed as replacement contraception. That is my only thing with it. When a woman says, oh, it's my body, it's my choice, you're absolutely right. You could have chosen a plan B. You could have chosen a condom. You could have chosen so many things, but you chose an action that led to a direct result of pregnancy. Now let's rewind a little bit. Let's just say you got drunk, you were having a night out, you had some irresponsible sex, maybe you ran out of condoms. There's several scenarios that we as adults can think of where two responsible people will end up making a baby and that was not their goal. They might not be ready to raise a baby. They may have all kind of things that may run through their mind where they're like, abortion would probably be the best option, right? A person like me, I would sympathize with that and I will show empathy, but I feel as if 9 months is a long time to get your shit together where you could be on the path to provide for a child. So if you're saying your reasoning for not wanting to give birth to this child is because of your financial situation or where you are in life and your inability to provide for it, I say 9 months is a decent enough time to change that situation. I also would say, if this is your reality and you know for a fact that you are in no way, shape, size, or magnitude in a position to provide for a child, I would also say that perhaps you should be more conscious of what you're doing, because we all know once you reach a certain age and your body starts to do certain things, pregnancy is an option when you are not doing the necessary things to avoid such, right? So I don't think that abortion should be your answer when that is your circumstance. I've seen a lot of people online upset saying, oh, what if a woman is raped, blah, blah, blah. That is that ignorant banter to create a narrative where people are arguing and going back and forth. Because if you know what's in the law and you know what's in the bill, it protects against rape. I think the issue with that is a lot of women are raped and they don't report it. So I think that needs to be corrected too. If you are being raped and your vagina is being taken from you against your will, whether you're male or female, trans, whatever you are, if someone is taking your sex against your will, you should report them, especially if it results in pregnancy. Now, I'm not saying every woman that gets raped is going to make that decision that killing the child or having an abortion, however you want to word that, is what she's going to do, but that should be an option. And with this law that has passed, that is an option. Also, from what I'm reading and gathering, the law has only passed in a red state. So if you do not live in a red state, this does not pertain to you. So a lot of the protests that were popping up, I kind of don't understand that. And I kind of don't understand Lizzo talking about she's going to fund Planned Parenthood with what seems like $1 million when Planned Parenthood doesn't seem to be the organization that requires the funding through this time. What is going to need funding is private clinics to in which provide abortion services, because if they're in these states, they are going to lose funding. Now, if Lizzo really want to help, because I'm not saying that she don't, I think she needs to do her research. Just like I was saying how Kanye got up on stage and talked indefinitely about how him and Kim Kardashian discussed in length her having an abortion. He talked about how his father tried to convince his mother to have an abortion. The difference between what Kanye's vision was and then what this law is Kanye did not want to make it illegal. He didn't want to outlaw it, but he wanted to incentivize women actually choosing the alternative. Another thing that you guys are ignoring within the law is it does protect a woman if giving birth could harm her, result in the loss of her life. Because who wants to lose a life bringing a life into the world? No one. Do I think that there should be any law prohibiting the choice of abortion? No, I don't really think that. I think that's a little bit much. But in the sense of the law that passed, it's kind of in line with women using abortion as alternatives when there are other alternatives. And that's where I feel like we as a people kind of got to be like, all right, are we abusing something because we can? Because you know how us Americans are. We're all up on our liberties and our constitutional rights and what we can and cannot have. So do we abuse that? Like, do we find ourselves as Americans wanting to be allowed to do things that are unjust just because in a way we have that right? For me, I think that's a thing. I think Americans are spoiled. I think that every little thing we take for granted. There are countries where abortion is prohibited due to their population. What if America was underpopulated and we needed people? How would you guys feel if they passed a law that prohibited abortion? Would you still be on some My Choice, My Body if we were on the brink of being extinct due to non-repopulation? Because if you keep it a full bean, there hasn't been as many babies being born in the past years as have been born in generations prior to us. And you can blame that on whatever you want to blame it on. We can talk all day about a different conspiracy theory that may result in a decline in the birth of children. We could do that all day. How would you feel if that was the grounds of them saying, you know what, abortion is wrong. I want to outlaw abortion. I don't want to have abortion anymore, because if women keep on killing their children, then who is going to populate the world and work the ground? I bet you if that was the case and women didn't respect that, they would be more conscious of what they were doing with their body. I bet you men would be a little bit more conscious about just coming up in everything if they knew they didn't have any alternatives. I think limiting rights in certain areas really does help people to understand, yo, you're lucky. You're blessed that you have such a liberty where you could say, nah. And that's pretty much how I feel about that. See, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I'm just a DJ / podcaster / producer, and I'm not a politician by any shape of the imagination, but I also don't feel like every law that passes to hurt people and to do people wrong. I do believe in a certain level of conspiracy theory, but I also believe that we as a people be quick to look in every other direction except for straight in front of us, right in the mirror at ourselves. And that is where we need to place ourselves when we are considering what the government is really trying to do with this abortion law.
Yeah, it's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305 till I die. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
This is Nelly wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest to ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Yo.
Yeah.
Rosé.
I think I'm going to pull up right here.
We going to change your life overnight, love.
Maybach music.
Big money.
I'm back and shit.
Fast money.
Maybach, oh.
Believe that.
They gon' turn up the club. Lame ass niggas in your ear all night. Huh. So rock got me loose, but your dress fit tight. I only say two, but the time is three. Even though my watch wrong, girl, the time's so right. I'm selling no dreams, I ain't telling no lies. That dress so cold, put that body on fire. Ain't the smartest in the world, but looking at your girl, I'll be a fool to let the chance go by. So I'm gone.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation leads us to a bedroom. We gon' make love. Cause girl, I wanna please you. Yeah. Girl, I really need you. So let's talk about you and me.
Both.
Let's talk about tonight, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that could happen if you leave with me. You can say I'm hating if you want to, but he can't do your body like a plan to girl.
Attracting with that line, what's your name? What's your sign?
As soon as you buy that wine,
I just creep up from behind.
Eyes off here. Pop a few bottles like the first of the year. You stare so right and your vision probably better. But I came over just to make things clear. No disrespect, girl, we both so grown. Just want you by my side when I say so long. Been paying attention, nigga steady missing. Turning you off, let me turn you on. So I'm gone.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation leads us to the bedroom. We gon' make love. Cause girl, I wanna please you. And girl, I really need you. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about tonight, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that
that line. What's your name? What's your sign?
Soon as you buy that wine,
I just creep up from behind. She looking like a bag of money, like a boss, so you know I let her count it for me. Like floss, new watch, gold rings. People next door swear I'm dealing cocaine. Me and O getting dough like it's no thing. New Maybachs, boy, that's way out of your range. Yeah, all the chicks came like we at a Knicks game. Carmelo numbers first in the 15th.
Give it up for my friend, Mr. Omarion.
The nigga roll up something special. Baby, I know you're used to failures.
Can
I get deep inside your psyche? You ain't gotta do all of that extra for me. When it's all done, when it's all done, when it's all done, we just want what we want. You want when I'm talking that deep. Girl, take it off. Let me look at that freak. Cause the feeling is so mutual. It's so mutual. The maturation of all this love. The confirmation of all my thoughts. Keep the lights low, I like this better. Can't nobody see me on this level. You can be my peace girl right beside me. I can guarantee it's gonna get better for you. Of all this love, the confirmation of all my thoughts.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spin it, man.
Yo,
I wanna capture the essence of being unbothered. Hey, oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them bitches can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Ooh, my sheep be hella loud, can you hear me? My sheep be hella loud, can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd, can you hear me? My sheep be hella loud, can you hear me? Your nigga don't like me, but he respecting me, feel me? They mix that way, why with the henny? Don't know why them people ain't on me. They can't stand me, but can they have me? A couple grams, yeah. Talk that talk, cause I walk that walk. Niggas better watch my shoes. They be following me wherever I go. But you must know I got the news. Bar boss with the paint job. 4G auto with the shoes. MCM with the six pack. Baby daddy to your boo, yeah. I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them bitches can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me, ooh. My sheep be hella loud, can you hear me, My sheep be hella loud, can you hear me, I throw it in the crowd, can you hear me, My sheep be hella loud, can you hear me,
My sheep be hella, I get a wetter than my acapellas. None of the niggas ever hit that bed. They say she only with me cause I got that cheddar, but I come in and knock it down. You can never knock my crown. Ring later, baby, I'm not that clown. 20 minutes up, let it rock the ground. Can you hear me? Is this enough? If that's your hoe, that's my hoe too. I'm commandeering. I'll give a ooh. That bitch gon' do everything that I say. I call her Siri. Ooh, she gotta come in on my money phone. I'm just too busy for the quickest, baby.
I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them bitches can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Ooh.
sheep be hella loud.
Can you hear me?
My sheep be hella loud.
Can you hear me?
I throw it in the crowd.
Can you hear me?
My sheep be hella loud.
Can you hear me?
My sheep be hella loud. Can you hear me? My sheep be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd.
Got my chucks and my loafs on. I was in my head and in my head, Superman on. I know I got it. I know she own it. I know you see it. I know she want it. She got that Cali good. And she got it. She got me police and then wishing that a nigga would. This little mama got a back ride. She be skating on it. Got a nigga singing flashlight. He tryna get her, but she holding no hell to toy. I got that act right. That's what she like. I get it. I get it. I get it. I'ma win it hands down. I'ma show her love, love, even when my fans cry. Get it to the music, baby, tell me how my band sound. I know I got it, I know she own it. I know you see it, I know she want it. She got that Cali good, and she got it. She got me police and then wishing that a nigga would. Little mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a nigga singing flashlight. He tryna get her, but she holding on hella toy. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it, I get it, I get it.
So she come and talk to me like Casey, JoJo, and Devante. I say, hi, my name is Lizzy, and I know you know Omari. I get it in like parking spots, and they say money talk, so don't ask me why I talk a lot. Girl, I'll kiss your softest spot. I'll buy your apartment out. Actually, I just bought a house. I get it in and walk around. I have a dress braided up, hair long, long, and I'm with a red bone that don't want leave her down. It's too big. It's too wide. It won't fit, but I get it. I get it. I get it.
Fellas,
it's been number one forever.
Y'all been, look, I'm gonna keep it all the way real. I've been having fun with y'all niggas, but y'all all been interrupting my song, singing the songs, getting in, singing the harmonies. I start again, a cappella, to try to serenade Princess. Here y'all go, one wish again. Like, damn. Like, just let me get one off.
The ungratefulness. Damn.
All y'all been talking about is one wish. One wish. Right. One wish. One. Damn. All through the promo,
let
everything.
Him get his song
y'all can't
off.
Get enough of one wish.
Let Ray J get his wish, song.
Yeah,
off.
Damn. All y'all niggas just mad because y'all don't own y'all hits.
That's what I said.
I own all my
Ray J, that's what I said.
But I was a fan of the group, and I thought y'all was going to do a reunion tonight. You ain't invite him, so I invited him myself. Hey, yo, Biz, Fizz, Raz, Book, come out here.
That's a vibe,
where
right?
Where your boys at?
They not here. It's just you, O.
Yeah, it's just
you
me.
You can't do that, man. You got to stop doing that, bro. After tonight, you can't do that no more.
Man, you ain't never been in the group, so right? I don't think you qualify.
But look, so check it out.
D-Ray, are you going to tell
what
everybody?
Be happening backstage on tour? Y'all don't know.
Hey.
Are y'all going to tell
y'all
everybody?
Y'all don't know the weird shit niggas be on.
Mario.
No, it's definitely not.
Mario, I know he missed the second tour. I know you missed the second Millennium Tour, too, so.
I was supposed to, trust me. I didn't want to be on that raggedy shit.
Well, you wasn't invited.
But listen, check it out.
You wasn't invited.
Nigga, we know who killed the first one. Don't play.
You was
don't
all
right. Play.
You was all right.
You had B2K and you needed them for your shit. You know that, and it's okay. But don't. Nigga, you know what time it was, nigga.
I needed
they
them.
Need him. Of course okay. You did.
Y'all hilarious.
That was half of your set.
Be careful when you fucking with a nigga like me, baby.
That's what they came for. That's what
Cause
they
I'll
came
take
for.
You some places that you never, ever, ever see. Somewhere the climate is warm long as you are.
Hey, yo, stop.
That's what you looking at me for. You need to put that down. You need to put that down, bro.
That's your last.
You need to put that down. You and your bros, y'all need to put that down, man. Y'all need to drink some water. Y'all need to drink some water, bro.
Okay. Trust me, we good over here.
Okay.
We good over here.
Okay.
It's the dimensions of this shit.
You gut over there.
I can go either way, light or dark. What's up?
Okay. Well, it's over. You don't got no more songs. We done. We're done.
Who said we're done?
The Verses.
Who said who? What? I'm on stage right now.
Okay, play a song, bro.
I'm on stage right now, my.
Play a song right now.
Oh, I'm not hating.
Stop it. Bro, you're not even a part of this conversation.
I only play the Janae verse.
I don't even think. Oh. Hey, bro, do you be having his version up in the club?
I only play the Janae verse. I'm not hating, though. I'm just keeping it real.
Okay.
Don't bring no more artists out here singing off
key. Stop it,
man. Sounding crazy.
Mario. Stop.
Sounding crazy.
Stop it.
Mario, Mario, they going at it.
We ain't done.
They going like at cartoon. It.
Go ahead, tell them.
Both of y'all sound like cartoon characters. And
the vocals are just as about as colored in as your beige jean and your hair.
Oh, y'all niggas singing to each other too? Y'all gonna sing to each other? Go ahead, go ahead. I know that's what's coming. Go ahead. I wanna watch. I wanna watch. Yeah.
It was basic.
Have a seat. Bring it down. Have a seat with your boy. Just, you saw what he did? He respected that. No, have a seat, my nigga.
What was that?
He respected that.
What was that?
He respected that shit. Thank you. I love you, brother. Thank you.
It could get ugly, but it's not my verses. I love y'all.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. First and foremost, I would like to just say, if I had to work on Friday, which was the 24th, the day after the verses, I am not sure if I would have made it. In fact, I am 100% certain I wouldn't have made it all the way through the verses because I go to bed early when I gotta go to work. And I gotta say, even the little pre-show with Bobby Valentino, Pleasure P, Ray J, and Sammy, that kind of started a little late. And I like how Verses is saying, okay, there are people that don't have a catalog where they might not be able to go 2020, so we can do this little tag team type thing. I like that concept, but if you're gonna do that, then y'all really have to regulate it. I think instead of going song for song, I think we need to go back to where they get 2 minutes or 3 minutes, however it was, for a certain amount of time, where I think that each artist should be allotted about 35 to 40 minutes. Shit, 30 minutes is good. And they get 2 to 3 minutes each, you know what I mean, back and forth, where it will total out where one battle isn't longer than an hour and a half. Like, I like all the aggression and all the shit talking, but that really prolongs shit. Niggas showing up late really prolongs shit. All of that sound check and all of that shit, I think when you promote a Verses, it's supposed to start at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., that's when the first DJ is going on. And speaking of the DJ, I think Verses needs to get one dope DJ and just stick with him, because the DJ that we had on this Verses was garbage. There was no rhyme or reason in their playlist. Their playlist didn't match. They was garbage. So I think Verses needs to hire a DJ if Verses is going to continue. I also think that they need to kind of, you know, I don't know if you got to get a little Nadeska or somebody that's going to be a mediator. That's gonna, like, when the shit talking gets to be too much and they yelling and screaming and they're prolonging the actual battle, I think that needs to go away, which I think having an actual Verses DJ would help with that, because if niggas is doing too much, the DJ can just go ahead and drop some music and let us know what we remind them of exactly what they're there to do. Because all that yelling and going back and forth, yeah, it's funny, it's entertaining, but when it's almost 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, yeah, I mean, we're not on that. So I think that should be something that they consider, especially when it gets to the point where Triller and Instagram wanting to cut you off. The fact that Instagram lets you go live for 4 hours and they had to start the live 2 times let you know that shit was a little bit long. So if someone actually missed the verses and then they wanted to go back and watch it on their day off or whatever, that's literally a whole day just watching the verses. And I think that, you know what I mean, they need to kind of work on being a little bit more considerate of people's time. That's that part. Let's talk about Sammy. Sammy's manager is a nigga that's been following me on Twitter since like 2009. Sometimes I think the nigga's a bot. He's corny as fuck. He has ugly ass merch. I think he's like Sammy's cousin or some shit. He was on Twitter. He was talking all of this shit about Sammy. And rightfully so. That's your family. You manage him. Y'all got a relationship. But I think the nigga was delusional. Sammy was playing records that nobody listens to. Nobody is gonna play Hardball. Strike one, I got you out. Nobody's playing that. The nigga opened up with Kiss Me Through the Phone. And the funny thing about that is him and Bobby Valentino did the same thing. Bobby Valentino did Pimping All Over the World. Here's the difference. The way Bobby Valentino performed Pimping All Over the World, he did it as if it was his record. It sounded like his record. He performed it like it was his record, and the way he delivered it, it went. For you to open up the battle with Kiss Me Through the Phone, which is a record that did not age well. It didn't work well when Soulja Boy used it in his verses. So I don't know why you thought that it was going to go off with you talking about that, 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 that. Nah, that ain't work. And before I get into what Mario did to Omarion, I feel like that was a little bit of Sammy's formula. First of all, I don't think that Sammy is a stronger vocalist than Bobby Valentino. And if you want to think about the way they had it, they had Bobby Valentino versus Sammy, Pleasure P versus Ray J. Ray J was the weakest vocalist in that lineup. Sammy doesn't have the hits that Bobby has, nor do I think he can sing better than Bobby. But his goal was to get up there and try to out-sing people, but he was really drunk. He looked really crazy, and nobody is vibing to, I like the way you look at me. And those songs that he picked, don't nobody know them shits. And they was not hitting. When he played that, look at me and girl, wicked than a thing, that's his most popping hit that somebody could remember that didn't sound like you're 8, 7, 6 years old. That shit was garbage. Sammy was garbage. I would have preferred Trey Songz or someone like that in his place. Because no one asked for that. He must have been the only nigga in that tier that was willing to do it because he was the only nigga that probably needed the bag. Bobby Valentino played some acoustic shit, and I really love that Bobby Valentino did Blackberry Molasses, because I've been telling niggas that that was Bobby Valentino before y'all knew him as Bobby V. I think Bobby Valentino did a very, very good job, and he was probably one of the most soberest niggas on the set. Pleasure P. Pleasure P really shocked me when he played that I'ma Beat That Pussy. Because that was my shit. That was shocking. I kind of knew that he would come with Under. I kind of knew he would come with Boyfriend Number 2. I'm not going to hold you. He held his own before he got into his Pretty Ricky bag. I got to say, Pleasure P, he did a good job. he was drunk and just disorderly, but he did a good job. When it comes to Ray J, Ray J's never been a vocalist. Ray J could never sing. I'm not even really sure why Ray J was selected to do it. But Ray J was clearly drunk and high and probably on something else. We're not going to make no speculations about somebody's drug use or what they may or may not have been on. But I really don't think that people should be playing around with Ray J's name. We all know what Ray J is capable of. We all know that Ray J was born and raised in LA and he got that demeanor with him where just let that nigga get his shit off. We all know that Ray J not a vocalist. He's an entertainer and he has good records. He just can't sing them. And I would like to say that version of Wait a Minute was awful. And I do appreciate that Ray J actually pulled up with show tracks and he wasn't singing over his actual songs. I appreciate that he did that because niggas was cheating singing over the records. If you are an R&B singer, you should be singing live. That's what we here for, right? Now, the main event, beyond it starting really, really late. Mario won unequivocally. Few things about Mario is Mario reminded us of records that we may have forgotten. Like, I forgot about the record with him and Nicki Minaj. I forgot about the music for Love. There was a couple of records that he got off that I forgot about. And one thing about Mario is I've always known that he was a good singer, but I'm gonna be honest, I haven't followed his career. He's aged very gracefully. He looks very good and he sounds amazing. He is a wonderful vocalist. And before doing this pod and I'm going through his music, coming up with the playlist I wanted to put together, I'm like, yo, he's got some good music. So all of that shit that he was talking about shutting down the Millennium Tour and how it was feeling like a Mario concert, it's because he really got up there and performed. He ain't have no antics. He ain't bring nobody with him. He ain't feel like he had to get all butt naked. He kept that jacket on till pretty much the last two songs. And he really came up there with true Baltimore energy. He really got up there like, ayo. And he really came to perform. I enjoyed every moment of this Verzuz. I don't understand why Omarion decided to do the watermelon thing. That was weird. That was strange. That wasn't sexy. That wasn't freaky. That was weird. And then the fact that the bitch that he gave a watermelon to ate it was weirder. That was weird, girl. We just getting over this COVID thing. You don't know what he got, where he been, who he fucked before he got there. Like, none of that. And you eating that watermelon was weird. And I also don't know if did they have to stand there and hold it the whole entire time? Like, what was he thinking when he said, yeah, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this watermelon thing. That's my question. I want to know who in his team, who said that. And also who picked Omarion's playlist and who picked his outfits. And I think Omarion knew that he lost when he got on the floor and he humped the goddamn mic pole. He did so much shit during that Verzuz, except for play the right records, except for just be him. And I think one of the issues with Omarion is when Mario came out with the fake ass fucking B2K backup dancers and they did his little dance from You Got Served. I think fucking poor Omarion was knocked off his deem and was confused and didn't even really know what to do and where he was going from the beginning because he was not expecting that. And then after the Verzuz, Omarion took to social media to discuss how, you know, Fizz and the rest of the old B2K members is coming at his head in every single thing that he does. They can't wait to hate on him. And honestly, I really felt 100% of that statement because at the end of the day, Omarion gonna die a legend. women are gonna always love Omarion. He's gonna always get work. He's gonna always be a pioneer for your Chris Browns, for your Tory Lanez, for your Bryson Tillers. None of them niggas would have been able to have a lane if it wasn't for the Omarions and the boy bands and all of that shit prior to them. Let's keep it real. One of my favorite Jay-Z lyrics is, niggas saying they made Hov. Okay, we'll make another Hov. If these niggas were as talented as Omarion or had the abilities of Omarion, then their career would have somewhat done something for them like Omarion's career has served him. Omarion has enabled himself to go beyond B2K and have several deals, drop several records, and have solo hits where it's kind of crazy that y'all sit there and shade him, especially Lil Fizz. You go and start fucking with this boy baby mama and you expect for it to be love there? Omarion didn't even have to let y'all come on the first Millennium Tour. The fact that he did that shows that his heart understands that he wouldn't be who he was without B2K. But the way he move and his energy is like, y'all not gonna keep on playing with my name. And that a part of him I respect. You win some, you lose some, but you live to win another day. And Omarion is going to win another day. He's going to have other tours. He's going to have other shows. He's going to continue to make music. He's going to continue to cultivate his fan base and be the person that they love for him to be. So what? He's not the vocalist of a Mario or a Usher or anyone else that you may want to compare him to, but he does what he does, and he does what he does very well, even if he did not do a good job at verses. And for some niggas that haven't been able to be hot without him in over 20 years, I think it's corny that they sit there and talk about him. Mario, though, you did what you were supposed to do. You performed. You let us know that regardless of all of the gimmicks, the jokes, what people gonna do, if you really got talent, it's going to always persevere. And honestly, I feel like Mario been waiting a long time to let the world know that he ain't no hoe, that he ain't no sucker, and he should have been respected. He should have been on the list when people talking about Usher and Trey Songz and you naming R&B crooners. He should have been on that list, and he's never on that list. And I think after that versus and what he did, he's going to be on that list, especially everything that he's been through. I think a lot of y'all need to pay attention to his story and what he's been through and how he's persevered and he's still here right now. If you remember and everything lit, I'm gonna post some stuff about Mario where you're gonna be like, yeah, I fuck with him. And that was the whole goal, and I'm glad that he did that. Overall, was I satisfied with Versus? Yeah. Do I like where Versus is going? Yeah. Do I think they're running out of good matchups? Yeah, that's why I think they need to start getting creative, maybe trying other genres of music, maybe even having DJ battles, beat battles. It's so many other things that they can do with Versus. Maybe even bringing it back to just the producers for a little bit, maybe doing Versus with songwriters. Whatever they can do to make it just a little bit more professional, I'm all for that. And yeah, this your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast, Everything Lit. Y'all just rock with episode 98. We about to get out of here with this Mario playlist. It's been love. Wow.
Everybody know this hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Yeah.
They getting busy.
Rio.
I know you wondering what all the talk is. You heard what she said, but I really do it. Swallow the whole thing, make it a challenge. Invite your girlfriend, make me a sandwich. I know you can stand, show me your talent. Up on your toes, girl, how you keep your balance. Damn, you a savage, pretty mouth magic. And I'm on the same shit, so let's get to it. Yeah, he can't love you like I do. She won't touch you like I do. They can't fuck you like I do.
Let's try it, baby.
Put us in the same room.
Deep down, I feel you can't love me like that.
She won't touch you like that.
All in a cake, we can celebrate. Loving you tonight, love you in the day. You like foreplay, girl, but that's okay. Let me eat it up, I'ma dominate. I know you can stay, show me your talent. Up on your toes, girl, how you keep your balance. Damn, you a savage, pretty mouth magic. And I'm on the same shit, so let's get to it. Yeah, you can. She won't touch you like I do. They can't fuck you like I do. Try it, baby. Put us in the same room. He can't love you like I do.
She won't
touch you like I do. They can't fuck you like I do. Try it, baby. Put us in the same room. Face all in a cake. We can celebrate. Loving you tonight. Love you in the day. You like foreplay. Girl, well, that's okay. Let me eat it up.
You are now rocking the DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Yeah. Baby, I'm in town. You know that I'll be in and out. I heard you're still around. Meet me at In-N-Out. I'll come to you in the world. Then maybe we can smoke it out. Then you know what to happen after that. When we ride, got a vibe that's automatic. If I stay, would you promise to never go back? You're surprised that I never told you that. I remember how it feels to love you. I think it goes like that. I wouldn't put anybody above you. I think it goes like that.
Stop,
I think it goes like that. 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 Pull up the light in the blue. That's if you in the mood. I got the table for two. That's just for me and you. Yeah, and we can take the next flight on to be more. I got my whole family ready to meet you. Then you know what to happen after that. When we ride, got a vibe that's automatic. If I stay, would you promise to never go back? You're surprised that I never told you that. I remember how it feels to love you. I think it goes like that. I wouldn't put anybody above. I think it goes like that. 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 I think it goes like that.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
They getting busy.
You know that I'm the one,
know that I'm the one,
but you're always taking. Ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you, thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting, here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you. You present for me.
As soon as I get in your field, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul.
So
deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you, way too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love,
yeah.
Luxury love.
Luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with me. Luxury love.
Luxury love. Luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with you. Yeah.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Tossing, turning, can't get no sleep. Slow down, feel a rush. Turn love into lust. Baby, one night enough. Gotta get back to your body. You're so colorful, baby. You know what I want. It's you. It ain't enough for me to beg. Tell me something I can do instead, baby. Slow down, feel a rush. Turn love into us. Baby, one night ain't enough. Gotta get back to your body.
Telling you to stop, saying that you're scared, I know you're not. Send me your location, gonna drop it. Pull up, then you pop it.
Girl, I'm outside. I pull up and then I pop between your thighs. In the dark, I see the look up in your eyes. When you with me, nobody else around. Ain't gotta speak on if we fuck around. No.